I'm Brian Soper, scallop diver 40 years, urchin diver 30 years, been involved up here quite a bit. Let's put a twist on this. I pay as much for my license, maybe even in cases because I have a diver tender license, more than anybody pays, draggers or anybody, and I can't give my license to anybody. I'm 59. I'm getting done. As a diver, I'm done. I would love to be able to give my daughter my license and take her out on my boat and take my place, but I can't do that. I'd say all these years, divers beyond this have been discriminated against, meaning I'm going to say you're almost breaking the law letting draggers do it and not letting the divers do it. So what I'm saying to you is if you're going to continue on with the way it is and not go owner-operator, then create a new law for the divers. Okay.
So explain to me here, back here.
Okay.
The diver has a special license.
Yeah.
And you're not addressed in any bill. As far as I'm
a diver that I can't sell my license to. I can't give it to. No one can go on my boat. I can't say if I have a friend, which I have many of them that are divers, I can't take, because I have a license, I can't take him out on my boat and let him dive. It's specific to me.
Correct. And I understand that part.
Okay.
How does that work? I mean, I'm trying to get knowledge.
Okay.
So you own a boat.
Yep.
And
I can work on somebody else's boat, though.
Yeah, but you own a boat, so
yep.
You get your scallops by diving
yep.
them, and not by using
drags.
So I'm
3% they were talking about. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm one of those 3%. Probably 1% is standing in this room of the scallops taken by dive.
Okay.
Okay, one of the 30 divers.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
And the second question is, so this bill, these two bills.
Right.
Are you in favor of
one? I'm in favor of the commissioner's bill because back, and I can't tell you when, I used to dive scallops because I started when I was 19 years old. I believe, and I could be wrong, I was able to go on. And let's go November 1st. I believe at one time I was able to dive at October 15th, but that I could be wrong about that. But I know I could dive at November 1st, and I wasn't paying attention, and nobody asked the divers that it was a gear conflict, that they moved our season from November 1st to November 15th to December 1st, and they shortened us, and nobody looked at the divers. Nobody said, oh, geez, we don't have a gear conflict. I can dive any time of the year. And I believe the commissioner, see, we've just jumped from one to another. You've asked me another question. But I'm in for opening up our dive season to allow the commissioner to decide when we can and cannot dive. Right now, we're on a 60-day season. We'll call me a zone one diver. I mean, I can dive anywhere in the state, but I follow the rules of those dives. I've gone from, at one time, I could dive 150 days out of a year. I used to dive 135 plus urchins. I used to dive 200 days a year. Now I'm down to a 15-day urchin season and a 60-day scallop season. And I really don't have a problem with all that. I'm almost 60. But I would love to pass my license on to either one of my children that are both divers, but I can't do that. Okay? They can't even dive on my boat. In fact is, I can't even have them out with a recreational license on my boat. It's that stringent.
So
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Can't dive with my children. Go ahead.
There is no more licenses for divers?
No, we haven't had licenses for years. We're exactly the same as a dragger. The rules for a dragger is the rules for a diver.
Okay.
I dive with draggers every single day of my life. And the commissioner in his regime, and I'm part of the 4 years ago that he talked to us, has changed. And I'll tell you this in front of this whole committee, how unbelievable this commission has been for at least the divers and what we've done, that I actually wrote personally the schedule for the divers this year in the Zone 1 area. We had 60 days, and they made a schedule, and I called up Trish, and I said, that's not quite right. And I rewrote the schedule, and they took my schedule day for day, and so far I don't have any divers complaining with it. And what it did was it got us out of as best we could when draggers are there. Because a pair of flippers in a tank lose every day to a 500 horsepower engine in a 10-foot drag. Okay, you have to understand, and I'll work within, if I know the tides and what I'm doing, I'll work within 300 feet of a drag towing right next to me, and I'm towing right here, and I'll tell you what, it's not much fun. But we, as divers, and Alex Todd works with me, right around me, he sees me every day, we watch out for ourselves. We have no choice. When a dragger moves in, we pick up and move. I could steam, he's talking about steaming 10 miles, it's nothing for me to steam 15 to 20 miles a day to get over to a spot, to get in a lead, to dive, and all of a sudden there's a dragger there. A dragger anywhere, once he riles up the water, we're done. That's why I'm speaking for the opening up of scallops, not even to talk about the marketing ability of it when we have dive scallops. Not only that, dive scallops are branded on the coast of Maine. We are one of the famous, most famous products there is, dive scallop. And if you don't believe me, go to the fanciest restaurants anywhere in the world. And don't, I shouldn't say anywhere, but in New England, and they're going to say dive scallop. Well, how many of those you think are really dive scallops? Okay, with 3% of the total catch dive scallops, that's why I have to laugh. Because I have a retail store, and 100% of mine move through my dive sketch when I'm probably at least a quarter of that 3%. So I'm in favor of lengthening the season. Also, either change it, the owner-operator thing, or let me into it. Because at the age of 59, I could easily take my boat and let somebody else use my license. And the biggest thing about scalloping is knowing where to go. And I have a plotter on my boat with over 300 beds on it, and it's worth a fortune. Because diving is knowing exactly where to go and exactly when to be there. And I would love to share that with another diver. A 22-year-old diver.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you have your hand up, some Devin?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Soper, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. I've been away from the Urchin Council.
Yeah. You haven't changed a bit,
though. No, I haven't.
So, first of all, there's no one that can transfer a license to anyone.
No.
And we're not going to, that's not going to be a discussion that's going to be held here. So,
well, you're allowing it. Well, you're allowing somebody else to use your license. Right now, a scallop dragger can let another person use his license. Another boat use his license.
That license, true? He has to be on the boat.
Yeah. So I would love to be on my boat and have a 20-year-old diver use my license. What's the difference? Well, why am I being discriminated against?
I don't see where you're being discriminated against. Also,
back up. Explain to me why.
Okay,
Does everybody understand the statement?
You've stated that you're happy with the extension of the season for divers so that you will not be in competition with draggers.
Right.
My question is, and you feel that wouldn't affect your market, that you could market your scallops outside of the
presence. I make far more money.
That's all I need.
Okay.
You don't see a market problem.
If I could produce a dive scallop.
Mr. Soper, you don't see a market problem.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Representative Alley.
That.
I'm just wondering, you say that divers get within 300 feet of you. Did they get any closer than that? Because you're supposed to have a dive flag up.
Do.
And I just wondered if they actually acknowledged it.
Actually, there's no real. I already called the Marine Patrol about this because I was oyster diving and the oyster drag boat came. And there's no real law. It's like a courtesy thing. Dragger can tow right over the top of me if he wants to. I mean, it's a courtesy thing, and it doesn't happen. And I do not have a problem working with the draggers that I do. We work very well together.
Any other questions?
Then tell your Marine Patrol people that.
Any other questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Okay.
You taught me something today.
Thank you. Oh, harps well.